RCA Victor, world leader in radio, first in recorded music, and first in television, presents the Phil Harris Salas Faye Show. For your enjoyment, here is the Phil Harris Salas Faye Show, written by Ray Singer and Dick Chevrolet, with Elliot Lewis, Walter Tetley, Robert North, Janine Roos, Ann Whitfield, Walter Scharf in his music, and yours truly, Bill Foreman. When Phil's children turn to him for help in writing a letter, it seems to him harmless enough. But how he parlays this simple request into trouble with Uncle Sam, we'll see in a moment. First, a word from RCA Victor. A puppy is a child's best playmate, and you can help your boy or girl win one of the 100 live puppies offered by RCA Victor to the winners of RCA Victor's Little Nipper Riddle Contest. Here's all you do. Go to your record dealer and get the rules of the contest and the latest Little Nipper record called The Little Nipper March and Little Nipper Riddles. Play the record at home and let your youngster answer the riddles. Then, tear off the entry blank on the record wrapper and have your boy or girl, in 25 words or less, write why he'd like to own a Little Nipper puppy. That's all there is to it. In addition to the 100 puppies, 1,000 other boys and girls will win a beautiful latex replica of Little Nipper. Yes, if you have a child between 4 and 12 years old, have him enter RCA Victor's Little Nipper Riddle Contest tomorrow. And now the stars of the RCA Victor program, Alice Faye and Phil Harris. Every year at this time, the American husband is confronted with his worst enemy, that dreaded scourge, spring cleaning. The Harris household is right in the midst of it. Alice has everybody in the family working. 2 days ago, she assigned Phil and Frankie to the job of cleaning downstairs. And that's the last she saw of them.
Curly?
What?
How much longer do we have to hide under the house?
Oh, not much longer. Alice should be finished with the cleaning by tomorrow. She's a pretty fast worker.
Mm-hmm.
All she has left to do is to put up the screens, paper the hall bedroom, retile the bathroom, and vulcanize my rubber duck.
That's a lot of heavy work for a woman. Don't you think she ought to have a man helping her?
Certainly she should. But I've racked my brain. I can't think of anybody.
Why don't you help her?
Oh, you've been under the house too long, kid.
You're getting stir crazy. Besides, we did help her. She told us to clean out the refrigerator, and we did. Finished every bottle of beer in there.
That reminds me, we don't have any beer left, Curly. Think we ought to sneak out and get some more?
No, nothing doing. If Alice sees me, she'll put me right to work like she did last year. Man, that nearly killed me.
What'd she make you do?
She gave me a chamois, a jar of polish, and made me shine all her silver. Took me 3 weeks to do it.
3 weeks just to shine her silver?
Takes time to clean 100,000 silver dollars. Both sides. You know, I ain't gonna let the old man on there be shabby. You know, I gotta take care of it.
You know, that's the kind of job I've been looking for all my life. A money cleaner. Anytime Alice wants her old bills dry cleaned or her annuities
Mrs.
renovated,
Harris?
Anything
Mrs.
like
Harris?
That, I'd be...
Where are you, Mrs. Harris? Hmm? Oh, something terrible just happened. I must tell you all about it. Can you come out for a moment, please?
Oh, great. Here comes our neighbor with the four tongues.
Did you call me Mrs. Stewart?
Oh, I'm so upset, Mrs. Harris. I'm just a bundle of nerves. I don't know what I'm doing. Oh, it's just awful. Simply awful, I tell you.
Well, I know
you don't want to hear my troubles, so I'll tell you. Now, of course, if you don't want to hear them, you just say so.
Well, I am busy,
oh,
and
I knew you'd want to hear them. Do you know that Cuddles sneaked out of the house and I can't find him anyplace? He's always doing that. Oh, it's so exasperating. Have you seen my Cuddles?
No, I haven't, but I heard a noise under my house a little while ago. Maybe he's under there.
Oh, that's probably where he is. Cuddles? Cuddles, are you under there? Now you answer me or I'll come in and get you.
What do we do now?
Make a noise like Cuddles so she'll go away.
I'd like to, but I can't.
Why not?
I don't know if Cuddles is her dog, her cat, or her husband.
In that case, there's only one thing to do. Leave it to me.
Cuddles, answer me. Are you under the house or aren't you?
Meow.
Ruff. No, dear. That covers everything.
Yes.
I heard a noise under there. Now, come on out, Cuddles, you naughty little bulldog, you. I know you're there. I can see your beady eyes and your drooping jowls. Then if you won't come out, I'll have to reach under there and drag you out by your collar. There, now I've got hope.
Let go of my neck. Who do you think you're pulling, lady? Let go.
Why, shame on you, you bad doggy, you talking back to mother like that. Oh, my goodness, this isn't Cuddles.
Did you find your dog, Mrs. Stewart?
No, this isn't my dog, Mrs. Harris. It's yours.
I ain't no dog.
Hey, wait a minute. I recognize that voice. Come out from under the house.
All right, Alice, we're coming, we're coming. Come on, Rumbly.
Oh, I might have known it was you, too.
My goodness, you find the strangest things under houses. Do you suppose they grew there?
Mrs. Stewart, this one is my husband.
Oh, what a wonderful place to keep a husband. You know, it's possibly ingenious. I always keep my husband George locked in the attic, but this is a much better place. Keeps him out of your way and he gets fresh air at the same time. Oh, Mr. Harris, you know, I'm so sorry I mistook you for my dog. You don't look anything like Cuddles.
Thanks, loads.
He has... His eyes are brown and yours are blue.
Stane can't tell a man from a dog. Hey, lady, do you ever get your husband mixed up with Cuddles?
Oh, don't be ridiculous. I can't get them mixed up. Cuddles is the one with the jewel collar. Well, I'd better run along and look for Cuddles. I simply must find him. I prepared a nice warm lunch for him. Oh, well, if it gets cold, I can always give it to my husband for dinner. Goodbye.
Her husband must get some very interesting meals. I can just see him lapping up his kibbles and grabbing at his cold.
Now, Phil. Phil, what were you fellas doing under the house?
Oh, the spring cleaning. Like you told us, it's awful messy under there, too, honey.
Yeah, somebody's been throwing beer bottles all over the place.
Now, Frankie.
I don't like to say this, Alice, but you're not a very good under-the-housekeeper.
Alice, why don't you tell that dame that just left to keep her dog off of our property?
Oh, it isn't her fault, Phil. The children bring the dog over here because they like to play with him. But you won't have to worry about that much longer.
No, why not?
Well, the girls expect to win their own little puppy. They've entered the little nipper contest.
What's that, Curly?
I don't know. But sounds like something that you and me should get in on. When it comes to taking a little nip, we should be 1-5.
Well, this is being sponsored by RCA, and it's not for adults. The little nipper contest is just for children.
They'll be ashamed of themselves sponsoring a drinking contest for kids.
Frankie, wait a minute. Little Nipper is the name of the dog that sits in front of the Victrola on the RCA Victor trademark.
Oh, sure. Right. I've seen him there.
And look, the children who win the contest get live puppies like Little Nipper. The girls have answered the riddles, and now all they have to do is write a letter telling why they want a puppy.
Well, that ought to be a cinch for my kids. They take after me. And when I was in school, English composition was my best subject.
I didn't know that. Tell me more.
I will. No kidding. You should have seen the thesis I wrote in college to get my FUD.
Your FUD?
Yeah, Ph.D., FUD. Yep, it's silent. Why are these banjo players always so illiterate? If I was writing that letter for the kids, I guarantee I'd write a masterpiece.
We heard that, Daddy, and you can help us.
Yes, we have to tell why we want a little nipper puppy in 25 words, and we can't. Will you write it for us?
I'll write it for you, huh? Oh, well, I'd love to, girls, but I can't.
Why not?
He don't know 25 words.
I do, too. I got a good vocabulary. I can give you 25 words just like that. Listen. There's pool room, paramutual, corkscrew, jigger, ice cubes. That's two words, really. How many does that make so far?
Oh, never mind.
Look, kids, I'm not kidding. If you really want me to write that letter, I'll do it, and you'll be a cinch to win.
But, Phil, you can't do that. They're supposed to write the letter themselves. It's not ethical.
Please, Alice, I know what I'm doing. You just go over there and sing. The band's waiting for you in the driveway.
All right, I'll sing. In the driveway?
They're waiting for the bus to take them to Tijuana.
Oh.
You sing and I'll write the contest letter for the kids.
Mon chéri, I adore you. Mon amour, I implore you. Donnez-moi un peu brisé, which means give us a little kiss, please, yes, hey.
Voulez-vous, this is what I want from you. Voulez-vous, this is what I want from you. Un baiser from your lips, even kiss my fingertips. Fais l'amour, ooh la la. I better run to my mama. She has always taught me to beware of things like this. Oh, but hugs and kisses thrill me.
Why miss all this bliss, why the miss?
So, voulez-vous, you know how much I love you. Voulez-vous, now I ask you, voulez-vous?
Je vous aime beaucoup. Pour toujours, pour toujours, pour tout, tout le monde.
Voulez-vous, mon chéri, mon amour, c'est très grandeux. Voulez-vous, des amours, je sais pour vous.
Un baiser from your lips, even kiss your fingertips.
Mais l'amour, oh là là.
Better run to your mama.
She has always taught me,
yes, to beware of things like these.
Ah, but us, kisses thrill me.
Why miss all this bliss, what a miss? So, voulez-vous,
you know how very much I love you.
Voulez-vous, now I ask you, voulez-vous.
Hey, Frankie, writing this contest letter's a cinch. I don't know why the kids found it so hard to write 24 words. 25, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
25, that's what I'm doing great, ain't I?
Oh, yeah, you've only been at it 2 hours already. You got 7 words.
Yeah, but what words? Listen to what I've written. I want a little nipper puppy because...
Aren't those the same words that were on the entry blank?
Yeah, but the way I spelled them, they'll never recognize them. I'm thinking every minute.
I think you need a little more than that. You better let me take a crack at it. How's this sound? I want a little nipper puppy because I like dogs.
Clever, but dull. You got to make it more appealing.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I'll change a few words, make it more appealing. How's this? I want a bottle of ready-mixed martinis because I like dogs.
What has the ready-mixed martinis got to do with it?
You said I should write something more appealing. That's the only thing that appeals to me.
Remley, look, it's supposed to be written by kids. Now, we got to think of something childish.
With our brains, that should be hard.
Hey, wait a minute, Frankie. I think I got it.
What?
I'll tell you what let's do. Let's write something that'll tug at the hearts of the judges. Something with pathos in it.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I got just the thing. How's this sound? Our names are Alice and Phyllis. We are very poor. And our daddy is very poor.
Good start.
Our mother would be very poor, too. Except that we never had one because our daddy is so poor he can't afford one. Think that'll get the judges, Curly?
I don't know about the judges, but it's made a Johnny Ray out of me.
Get up off the floor and listen to the rest of it. We are so poor that we don't have anything at all. And if you send us a puppy, at least we'll have something to eat.
Remley, they're fox terriers, not hot dogs.
Oh.
Let me handle this myself. I'll write something good,
Bill,
and I'll get... Yeah, honey, yeah.
Bill, are you still working on that contract?
Yeah, we're working on it. We'll have it in a minute.
Well, you can forget it. I was just reading the entry blank, and the girls are not eligible.
What's the matter? Are they too stupid?
No, Frankie,
Well,
no.
Then why can't they enter?
Well, according to the rules, your children are not allowed to enter.
What's RCA got against Cherokee kids?
Well, listen...
Well, after all, they're only part Indian.
Yeah. Your little half-breeds are as good as anybody else.
If you two will keep quiet, I'll explain. It's just that employees of RCA and their families are not allowed to enter the contest.
Oh, honey, gee whiz, the kids had their hearts set on winning a dog. Now I don't know what I'm going to tell them. What?
Well, Daddy, did you finish writing the letter?
Hey, girls, I got some bad news for you. You kids are not allowed to enter the contest.
Well, why not?
Because I'm your father.
That's not our fault. Gee, Mommy, we want to win a puppy.
Well, I'm sorry, girls, but you can't. It's company rules, and I can't do anything about it.
A fine parent you are, Alice.
Well, what do you mean?
If you were any kind of a mother at all, you'd buy the company and change the rule.
You expect me to buy the company?
Why not? All you got to do is sell the California Bank and the Taj Mahal, and you've got enough to take care of.
Bob, Phil, don't you think it would be cheaper to buy a puppy?
We don't want you to buy a puppy. We want to win one on our own.
Girls, will you try to understand? You can't enter the contest as long as I'm your father.
Well, if that's what's holding us up, we can fix that.
How?
We'll get a new father. Come on, Mommy, let's go shopping for one.
Okay. They're having a sale at the YMCA, and I might be able to find one with muscles and teeth and
tentacles. Wait a minute, come back.
Gee, Daddy, isn't there anything you can do about our winning a puppy?
I'm sorry, kids, but as long as I'm working for RCA, you'll just have to forget it. But for your sake, I wish I wasn't working for them, and as long as I am, you just can't enter the contest. Now run along.
All right, Daddy. Come on, Phyllis. I have an idea that will work. Let's go in the house and I'll tell you all about it.
Poor kids are disappointed. They wanted to win the dog and they can't, and I feel like I'm
Curly,
guilty.
Curly, take it easy. Do something to get your mind off of this. Why don't you sing?
I don't feel like singing.
Well, I feel like hearing you, and I'm going to. Fortunately, I have one of your records in my pocket.
Well, you need a Victrola to play.
I have a Victrola in my other pocket. Now be quiet while I wind it up.
Give me that old-time religion, that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion, cause it's good enough for me. It was good for Paul and Silas, good for Paul and Silas. It was good for Paul and Silas, and it's good enough for me. Show me that place by the river, that place by the river. Show me that place by the river on Jordan's sunny shore.
Where said Daniel from the lions, said Daniel from the lions. What helped Daniel with the lions? Deacon started telling me.
Well, it was that old-time religion, yes, that old-time religion. It was that old-time religion, and it's good enough for me.
It helped Daniel with the lions. It helped you set him free.
Well, if it's good enough for Danny, then it's good enough for me.
Give me that old-time religion, that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. It's good enough for me.
Cause I'll be listening for Gabriel, listening for
Gabriel, yes, I'll listen unto Gabriel to blow on Judgment Day.
What help David with Goliath? Help David slay Goliath. What help David slay Goliath? What was it set him free?
Well, he got that old-time religion. Yes, that old-time religion. He got that old-time religion, and it's good enough for me.
It helped David with Goliath. It helped to set him free.
Well, if it's good enough for Davy, then it's good enough for me. So give me that old-time religion, religion, old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion, cause it's good enough for me.
Now what rescued Brother Jonah? What rescued Brother Jonah? What was it saved old Jonah from the belly of the whale?
He got that old-time religion, yes, that old-time religion. He got that old-time religion, it's good enough for me.
It helped Jonah with the whale, yeah, it helped him set him free.
Well, if they brought it on to Joni, let him bring it on to me.
Give me that old-time religion, religion, old-time religion, religion, old-time religion. It's good enough for me. Give me that old-time religion, religion, old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. It's good enough for me. Well, it's that old-time religion, religion, old-time religion, that old-time religion. It's good enough for
good enough for.
Feel better now, Curly?
No, I don't feel better. I feel it's all my fault that my kids can't enter the contest, and what's worth, my kids are probably blaming me. Now they'll grow up to hate me.
Curly, your children aren't that kind. They won't hate you. They may kick you every time you pass them, but you won't even feel it if you wear shin guards.
Will you stop already? This is no time to joke. I'd like to help my kids,
Daddy,
don't you?
Daddy, we want to help you. We want to talk to you, I mean. We just entered the Little Nipper contest, and I think we're going to win.
Honey, I keep telling you and telling you, you can't enter it as long as I work for RCA.
Oh, you don't work for them anymore. No, we just sent in your letter of resignation.
Well, that's different. As long as I resigned and I'm not working for them any... Foul! What did you do?
Well, you said you wished you weren't working for them, so we wrote a letter to the sponsor saying you quit and signed your name. We just put it in the mailbox.
Oh, no. When the boss gets that letter, he'll... What am I getting excited about? The boss, he ain't gonna let me quit. The guy loves me.
He won't after he reads all those nasty names you called him.
Don't tell me you made up nasty names.
Well, we didn't have to make any up. We just use the names you call him when he's not around. Cheapskate and slave driver and skinflint and
you left out the best one.
Wait a minute. Well, Remley, thanks to my two kids, I ain't working anymore.
So what? It makes your children happy. After all, what's more important to you, your children or your job?
My job! Them kids ain't brought in a nickel to this house yet. I gotta get their letter back. Where'd you kids mail it?
In the mailbox on the corner.
Well, then come on, Remley. You gotta help me get that letter back.
Yeah. Oh, is there anything we can do to help you, Dad?
Yeah, run away from home. Leave town. Come on, Remley.
All right.
We got to get that letter before the mailman picks it up. I can't afford to lose this job.
Calm yourself, Curly. RCA can't afford to let you go.
They can't?
Of course not. I guarantee that the day you go off the air, their sales will go up so high they won't be able to fill all their orders. They'll be in trouble.
Yeah, I've held them back nicely, haven't I? Well, here it is, Remley. Here's that mailbox.
Good. Just reach in and get the letter.
Reach? I don't think I ought to do that.
You want the letter back, don't you? Do what I tell you. Reach in.
Oh, okay, but I don't think I should do this, but I'll try it. Well, I got my arm in okay, but I can't feel nothing in there.
Well, reach in a little further.
I got my arm as far as it'll go, Remley. I can't tell you I can't feel nothing.
Well, I'll have to think of something else, then. Pull your arm out.
Okay. Remley.
What?
Can't get my arm out. It's stuck.
I told you not to reach in.
Why, you no good southpaw guitar player.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself tampering with the U.S. mail. As a citizen, I feel it's my duty to call a cop.
I wonder if I could teach Les Paul to play left-handed guitar. If I could, I'd kill you on this very...
Wait. Oh, no, here comes Julius.
Uh-oh. Now I'm a cinch to get arrested. Now what are we going to do?
Don't let him know what you're doing. Act nonchalant.
Oh, that should be easy with my arm in the mailbox. I'm dead.
When your sweetheart writes a letter to your wife, you're in trouble. Mr. Harris, what are you doing?
Mailing the letter.
All the way up to your armpit?
When he mails a letter, he really mails it.
Yeah. All right, Mr. Harris, let's have the truth. How did your arm get in the mailbox?
Well, it was this way. I was passing by and I heard a baby cry coming from the mailbox. So I reached in, the baby grabbed my hand, started to suck my thumb, and now he won't let go. And that's why I'm standing here with my arm in the mailbox.
Well, this guy's ready for the fruitcake factory.
I suppose you're wondering what a baby's doing in the mailbox.
Maybe he ain't, but I am.
Will you... Be funny, will you, and help me get my arm out of here.
All right, I'm thinking.
May I make a suggestion, Mr. Remley?
What?
Why don't you set him on fire?
I ain't gonna get his arm out.
No, it'll be fun hearing him scream.
You can't think of something a little more humane. Keep quiet,
look,
huh?
Look, Mr. Remley, all you gotta do is reach in, grab his hand, and pull it out.
That ought to do it. Hold still, Curly, while I get my arm in. There.
Good boy, Frankie. You got my hand.
Here. Now to pull it out and just... Julius!
That's a cute picture. You two guys holding hands in a mailbox.
Don't just stand there, kid. Do something.
By the authority of the Postmaster General, I now pronounce you as man and parcel post.
Curtis, will you help us? We can't get out.
Are you sure?
Yeah, we're helpless.
Good. Now to get back to the fire bit. The two of them ought to blaze good. And nuts. Here comes the mailman with a collection truck. Now I can't do nothing. So long, fellas.
Julius, help us. How are we going to explain to the letter carrier what we're doing in the mailbox?
Tell him you got loaded and the bartender mailed you home.
He'll never believe that.
Alice and Phil will be back in just a moment. Only RCA Victor in the entire television industry brings you superset television with picture power. Clearer, stronger pictures in even the most difficult reception areas. And RCA Victor's Rockingham 21-inch console television is the most luxurious model in the famous superset line. The 21-inch Rockingham console brings you the beauty of Regency styling and full-length doors. And most important, the Rockingham costs less than you might expect. Of course, all RCA Victor prices are modest. In fact, they start as low as $229.95. And they're complete prices, too, including federal excise tax, full-year picture tube warranty, and no extra charge for mahogany finish. So, buy an RCA Victor superset soon. Choose the 21-inch Rockingham console. And remember, for expert installation and maintenance, buy one of RCA Victor's factory service contracts. Ask your dealer for details when you buy your RCA Victor television.
Folks, this is Phil again. The American Cancer Society wages a year-round war against cancer through its three vital programs of research, education, and service to cancer patients. So please mail your contribution today to cancer, care of your local post office. Thank you very much, and good night.
Good night, everybody.
This program is produced and directed by Paul Phillips. Don't forget, the test closes midnight, May 3rd. All entries become the property of the RCA Victor Division. Remember, whether you're buying a television, a phonograph, or record, put your face... American home entertainment for three generations. RCA Victor, world leader in recorded music, first in television.
Next, Theater Guild on the Air presents Dear Brutus on NBC.